LAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. In one of the final votes of the budget writing process, the GOP-led Joint Finance Committee unveiled a $3.5 billion income tax on Thursday that would drop Wisconsin from four tax brackets to three and drop the top rate by more than one percentage point. The median Wisconsin household with an income between $60,000 and $70,000 would see tax relief of 11.6%. Households making between $100,000 and $500,000 a year would have taxes cut at an even higher rate of 17.4%. Tax cuts were not the only subject of votes taken by the Budget Writing Committee last night, with the UW system budget also getting a final vote. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee passed a version of the two-year spending plan last night that the Democratic governor promises to veto. Republicans cut $32 million from the University of Wisconsin system for diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. 188 jobs would go away. Democratic Representative Evan Goyke says Republicans are making a mistake.
Stop making this about you. It's not about you. It's not about me. Just for a second, stop freaking out that you think you're going to lose something, that somebody that doesn't look like you is going to win something.
Republicans say DEI actually divides Americans. Representative Alex Dahlman.
It's amazing to me how far we've come on our campuses where we have now decided to base everything on a lens of gender, race, and economic class. As Republicans, we stand that everybody has an equal chance in this world, and that's what we want to do.
The budget will now go to the full Senate and Assembly.
A third teenager is under arrest in connection with Monday's mass shooting in Milwaukee. Terry Bell with more.
Police now say the 15-year-old boy was probably the only person who pulled a trigger, wounding two other teenage boys and four teenage girls. It happened near the city's official Juneteenth celebration right after it finished. All the injured children are expected to survive. The two other boys were arrested earlier this week. Police say they're no longer suspected of firing any guns, but they are being referred to prosecutors on weapons charges. Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says the ongoing problem of young people and violence in Milwaukee is avoidable and unacceptable. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin's drought is getting worse in a hurry, especially in parts of southern Wisconsin. The latest U.S. Drought Monitor map shows areas along the Wisconsin River, from about the Mississippi River to Wisconsin Dells, are under severe drought. Conditions deteriorated so rapidly that forecasters call it a flash drought. Rain in the forecast this weekend may provide some relief. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, Civic Media News. Time is 8:03.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. Good morning, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Congressman Derek Van Orden and 15 others in the House of Representatives introduced a resolution Wednesday that would establish November 12th as the National Warrior Call Day. Van Orden said he's confident the resolution will pass because it doesn't cost anything and could get veterans help to access mental health services. Polk County man who shot and killed his landlord in 2021 is sentenced to life in prison. Michael Radke of Luck shot Chad Daniels outside of the apartment building they both lived in. Witnesses said that they heard around 10 shots. Radke told investigators that he wanted to kill Daniels as soon as he saw him outside of the building. Radke pleaded guilty earlier this year and was sentenced on Thursday. And with most of Wisconsin still in drought and hot, dry weather persisting, air quality again will be unhealthy for children and people with certain medical conditions today due to ozone. Fire danger also remains high for northwestern and southwestern Wisconsin, but the National Weather Service says that rain and cooler temperatures are coming up in the next few days. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Bucks select two players in the draft. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks went into last night's draft with only one pick, but traded up with Orlando to take Andre Jackson Jr., a point guard with the UConn Huskies, who won the national championship this year. Bucks GM John Horst.
Andre Jackson Jr. is a national champion, an experienced player in a big-time program, a guy that was really on the award ballots and kind of on the watch list for being a defensive player of the year. Kind of a Swiss Army knife guy. I mean, just top-level athlete, great in the open floor, really knows how to play, great pace, great decision making, high character, and just a winner.
Then with the 58th and final pick of the night, they selected another wingman, Chris Livingston of Kentucky. Horst was later asked why veteran Chris Middleton opted out of his $40 million contract earlier this week.
I think with the news on Chris Middleton, he had the ability to decline his option and the opportunity to eventually become a free agent if he chooses so. He's earned that opportunity. Chris is core to who we are, really all the success that we've had, and our goal is always to sustain our success and continue to compete and be in a chance to win, position to win year in and year out, and we hope to have him back.
Two other players with ties to Wisconsin were drafted. 20-year-old Brandon Pajimski, who grew up in Delafield, was the 19th pick overall, selected by the Golden State Warriors, and Marquette Golden Eagles forward Olivier Maxence Prosper was the 24th pick, taken by the Sacramento Kings, and then traded to the Dallas Mavericks. Baseball, the Brewers are in Cleveland tonight against the Guardians. At the start of the season, Milwaukee led the NL Central, then the Pirates took over. Now the Reds are on top by a game and a half. Craig Counsell.
I mean, that's where the division is right now, so it means no team has established any room. You know, it means every team's been around 500 at some point. So hasn't really excelled, you know, but there's a lot of games left too, and a lot of time to do that, and a lot of time for any team to make a big difference.
That's Brewers manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Welcome into the Stu Daniels Show on this Friday morning, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock right now. It is the 23rd day of June, and outside today going to be pretty much the same it's been the last few days, mostly sunny skies in western Wisconsin, with highs ranging from the upper 80s up in the Hayward area to the low 90s down in Eau Claire and La Crosse. And there is a chance of rain if you're way up north and west, maybe up in the Hayward area. Chance of rain this afternoon, and a slightly less chance of rain in the Eau Claire area. I think it's only like a 20% chance this afternoon. And La Crosse should remain sunny through most of the day. And in sports, the Brewers were off yesterday, but they start a three-game series against the Guardians in Cleveland this evening. The Brewers are still a game and a half out of first place since the Reds were idle yesterday as well. Reds, of course, now at 11 games in a row in the on their winning streak. So what's going on in the news? Well, I have several headlines that we want to take a look at today. One of them says, for the first time in almost 20 years, Wisconsin's Office of Climatology is now receiving funding thanks to a grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. You would think that an Office of Climatology would be getting all of the funding they need, but not necessarily, especially in a state that is controlled by Republican lawmakers. And speaking of Republican lawmakers controlling the state legislature, let me ask you this question. Have you ever heard somebody say that there is one political party that only looks out for the millionaires and the billionaires and the corporations, and then there's another political party, or the other political party looks out for the people? Well, I've heard that plenty over the years, and sometimes you hear people push back on that and say how much they appreciate what the Republicans do for them. But I think if you took a look at these other headlines that I have listed here for today in Wisconsin, you might be able to, well, I should say it would be difficult to push back on that argument. Okay. Let me give you these headlines. The first one says Republican lawmakers in Madison want to cut income taxes for the wealthiest. Wisconsinites. Okay? Republican lawmakers in Madison want to cut income taxes for the rich. They also, Republican lawmakers, want to cut $32 million for the University of Wisconsin system to eliminate diversity and inclusion programming. And Republican lawmakers also want to remove oversight of non-metallic mining by the Department of Natural Resources and pushing the oversight and regulation out to the local communities, many small communities who don't have the resources to maintain oversight of these mines. And so maybe it's true. Maybe one party only is concerned with the millionaires and the billionaires and the corporations, and the other party kind of watches out for the people. Let's get to this first story. It says Republican, and you've probably heard by now about the big tax cut, right? Wisconsin has a surplus right now in the state coffers, $7 billion. What are you going to do with that money? Should we get it back into the hands of the people where it came from originally? That sounds like a good idea. And so Wisconsin lawmakers decide to give half of it back, income tax relief. Okay, that's a good thing. But how do they skew it? Well, the Republicans, probably not surprisingly, want to give the big chunks back to those who make the most money. They also want to give some back to middle class, but they don't want to give any money to the poor, or at least a few cents on the dollar. But let me give you this headline here. It says Republicans advance $3.5 billion in income tax, or I should say $3.5 billion income tax cut that focuses relief on highest earners in state budget. And this is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It's by Molly Beck, Jesse Apoyan, and Hope Carnop. It says Republican lawmakers who control the legislature's powerful budget writing committee approved a plan Thursday that cuts income taxes for Wisconsin residents by $3.5 billion through a plan that focuses its largest reductions for the state's wealthiest filers. The plan was met with immediate pushback from Democratic Governor Tony Evers, whose spokeswoman reiterated the governor's opposition to focusing income tax relief for the top brackets. Evers, a Democrat, of course, has said he would likely not sign a budget that would lower the state's top income tax rates. And let me ask you this. If you are a person who makes, let me speak to my listeners right now who make over $1 million a year or over $5 million a year. If you, listener, make $5 million a year and you get a 15% tax cut, is it going to make any difference in your life one way or the other, whether you get that tax cut or not? Is it going to change the way you live? I don't think so. If you get 15%, if you get a 15% tax cut, chances are that money is just going to go into whatever you are investing in right now. All right. I will continue this story from the Journal Sentinel. It says this plan would reduce the top tax rate for the wealthiest people, which is 7.65% right now. It would reduce it to 6.5%. Okay, that's a drop of 1.1 percentage points from 7.65 to 6.5. So that's a decrease of 15%. Okay, a 15% reduction for the top earners in the state who earn, as a married couple, $405,550 or more annually. All right, so if a couple makes $500,000 a year, their rate will drop from 7.65 down to 6.5. That'll be a 15% drop. But if you're making $500,000 a year and you get 15% savings on your taxes, is it really going to change your life? The second highest rate, which covers married filers who earn between $36,840 and the $405,000 annually, they would see their taxes reduced by 17%. And that's a good thing, right? From 5.3% down to 4.4%. If a couple makes $40,000 or $50,000 or $60,000 a year combined, that's nice that they're getting a 17% cut. But here's the hard part to understand. For people who earn less than $36,000, it's actually $36,840. For those who earn that amount or less as a couple, the third highest rate would go from 4.65% down to 4.4%. That's a 5.4% reduction. Okay, so now you've got people who are making less than $36,000 a year combined as a couple only getting a 5% break, compared to those at the top getting a 15% break, those in the middle, 17%. And the bottom rate, okay, this is for people that are just barely scraping by, they would slightly reduce their tax rate, which is currently 3.54%, okay, 3.54, and it would go down to 3.5. So that's a drop of 0.04%, you know, pennies, maybe. Here's a quote. It says, "We've been hearing about this $7 billion surplus for, what, 6 months or so, and the Budget Committee has been working closely on how to organize our priorities on that. And so we wanted to be sure that we left enough money in there for a substantial tax relief." That's Representative Terry Katsma, Republican from Oostburg. He said at a press conference before the Joint Committee on Finance's final meeting before sending the full state budget to the floors of the State Assembly and Senate. He went on and said, "It's important because this is a surplus that was caused by the hardworking taxpayers of the state." That's the end of the quote. And my question, of course, would be, well, why not give that money back to the hardworking taxpayers? The story from the Journal Sentinel goes on and says Representative Evan Goyke, Democrat from Milwaukee, pushed back against Katsma's characterization of the tax plan being a proposal that targets the middle class. And Goyke says, quote, "This is not a tax cut targeted at the middle class. It is a tax cut that disproportionately benefits the wealthy. You cannot have a tax plan that provides more money to billionaires than money to people making between $40,000 and $50,000 a year, and then say it's a middle class tax cut," end quote. We'll pick up on this right after the break. Stick around. You're tuned into the Stu Daniels Show.
Have you seen the little piggies crawling in the dirt? And for all the little piggies, life is getting worse. Always having dirt to play around in. Have you seen the bigger piggies in the starched white shirts? You will find the bigger piggies stirring up the dirt. Always have clean shirts to play.
From gas to groceries, Wisconsinites are feeling it. Higher prices are making it tough to pay your bills. So why are some in Washington pushing a new, costly mandate that'll make things harder for Wisconsin consumers? It'll mean the credit card rewards you enjoy will go away. That's right, earning cash back, points, or miles all could vanish. Washington bureaucrats think they know better. Consumers and Main Street will lose big. That's why we need Representative Tom Tiffany to step up and help stop this harmful new mandate. Please call Representative Tiffany at 202-225-3365. Urge Representative Tiffany to stand with consumers. Paid for by American Bankers Association, ABA.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs level off around 88. Southwesterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows dip down to about 65. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 84. Cloudy skies. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 73.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
Last night with a bottle, and I showed her a picture of you. I said, pal, did you know you like her? It seemed like the least I could do. Cause when he's charging his chopper up and down your carpeted hall, you will think by contrast quite proper. Never mind how I stumble and fall. Never mind how I stumble and fall. You let me sip champagne from your boot for a taste of your elegant pride. Maybe going to hell in a bucket, babe, but at least I'm enjoying the ride. At least I'm enjoying the ride. Yeah, at least I'm enjoying the ride.
Yeah, at least I'm enjoying the ride. Maybe going to hell in a bucket, baby. Yeah, but at least we're enjoying the ride. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Hey, Aaron, did you see that song on the big screen last night?
I sure did, and it was awesome.
Yeah, tell me what you thought. Now, for those of you who weren't listening yesterday, we're talking about a meetup at the movies that happened last night where it was all across the country, several hundred theaters where people went to see a Grateful Dead concert from 1991 that happened down in Chicago, a show that I was actually at, believe it or not. But Aaron, my producer, who's never seen a Grateful Dead performance before, went last night after I talked about it on the radio yesterday. Tell me your thoughts. What did you think?
Yeah, like you said, I'd never seen anything like that before. And it was really cool. As soon as the footage started playing, one of the people in the theater was like, oh, look, that's me, which was really cool.
Now, wait a minute. Do you think they really saw themselves, or do you think they were just saying that to get a laugh, or what do you think?
I'm not sure. I could see it either way, because there were people there like sharing stories in between the songs. So
yeah,
I'm sure that person was there.
Yeah, and that was a theater in Madison, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's cool. You would expect quite a few people in Madison were at that show, even though it was 32 years ago to the day. Yesterday was June 22nd, and that show was performed on June 22nd of 1991 at Soldier Field, the first performance at Soldier Field by the Dead, although they did play there the following few years. Tell me your impressions of what you saw.
Well, I loved the visuals when they did that. They have like a dancing teddy bear or a running turtle, things like that on the screen. That was fun.
Yeah.
And also, obviously when they're playing live, they're jamming out and the songs are like 15 minutes sometimes or so. And they didn't feel long at all. And I don't know if I've heard music where so many people are quote unquote soloing at the same time, but they're still all listening right to each other and you can tell.
Yeah, that's one thing that so many people talk about when they see the Grateful Dead for the first time, whether in real life or on the big screen like you saw, is the fact that there is a conversation going on among the musicians and they're all listening to each other and they're all speaking up when it's their time, but they're all kind of chattering the whole time. And like you said, it's like they're all playing solos at the same time. And one thing that they are often compared to is like a Dixieland band, you know, where everybody's just going off and just playing solos, but it all somehow goes together. And that's what you see when you see the Grateful Dead. And sometimes you'll hear people say, well, what makes them so special? Why is it that once people find out about the Dead, they just have to see them more and more and more? And it's because, especially if you're into music, you may have never seen anything like that before, where people are actually creating art on stage in the moment, as opposed to performing a song that they had written a while back and are now doing a big performance of it, you know, and it may be the same performance night after night after night. Whereas with the Grateful Dead, it's, you know, like a jazz band where they are creating art on stage and it's going to be different every night. So, do you have anything else to add about that, Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's like a jazz band. I also will say I haven't seen a band that has two drummers playing at the same time before. And also whoever was running the soundboard is just as much a part of the band as the other people, like choosing which drummer you hear more of or... And the camera people were also in on it, like zooming in at just the right moments.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, man. Everybody's doing their own thing and they're part of the performance overall. And I know what you were talking about when you said that some of the songs are long. They're 10, 12, 15 minutes long sometimes, but it doesn't seem like it because there are so many parts to the song and so many things are happening in that one particular song. And it's fun to follow the different musicians in the band. It's like, oh, I hear this guitar, I hear that guitar. Listen to what the bass is doing. Can you believe what these two drummers are doing? One guy's doing this, the other guy's doing that. It's something to behold. And if you've never seen the Grateful Dead before and you're into music, I would highly suggest checking them out. Why don't we take a break and do we have some more Grateful Dead ready to go?
Yes, we do. Some more of the same song there.
All right, great.
Summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Ike Ajachi. Lots of questions after the catastrophic implosion of that missing submersible deep in the North Atlantic Ocean. The crew of five on board killed on their mission to see the Titanic. James Cameron directed the movie Titanic and says there are lessons to be learned.
What was Titanic saying to us over all these years, whether it's in my films or the many documentaries and so on, which is heed the warnings. Don't be arrogant. Don't think you're smarter than nature.
Experts say the failure likely happened so fast before all five victims on board even knew what happened. That destroyed section of I-95 through Philadelphia is set to reopen at noon today, less than 2 weeks since it was destroyed by a tanker truck that crashed and burst into flames. And later this morning, the Supreme Court will release another round of opinions. Abortion rights, President Biden's student loan forgiveness program, and affirmative action all on the table. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. Good morning, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Most of Wisconsin still in drought, and hot, dry weather is persisting, so air quality again today will be unhealthy for children and people with certain medical conditions due to ozone. Fire danger also remains high for northwestern and southwestern Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says rain and cooler temperatures are in the forecast for the next few days, which could offer some relief. A Polk County man who shot and killed his landlord in 2021 is sentenced to life in prison. Michael Radke of Luck shot Chad Daniels outside of the apartment building they both lived in. Radke told investigators that he wanted to kill Daniels as soon as he saw him outside of the building. Radke pleaded guilty earlier this year and was sentenced on Thursday. And Congressman Derek Van Orden and 15 others in the House of Representatives introduced a resolution Wednesday that would establish November 12th as National Warrior Call Day. Van Orden said he's confident the resolution will pass because it doesn't cost anything and it could help get veterans access to mental health services. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
back to the Stu Daniels Show. That's what I'm talking about. Some Steely Dan on a Friday morning. Hope you're having a good day. We got 8:35 right now. And we've been discussing a couple of topics so far today, namely the big tax cut bill and then also the Grateful Dead, which did a meetup at the movies last night at theaters across the country. But let's get back to the tax cut thing that's moving through the state house. And I was asking this question. Sometimes you'll hear people say that there is one political party that looks out for the millionaires, the billionaires, and the corporations. Then there is the other party that looks out for the people. And, of course, people who vote for Republicans will push back on that and say, well, look at all the great things that Donald Trump and Scott Walker did for me. And then you'll ask them, well, what were those things? And then it turns into a big fight, so it's not even worth talking about. But I was asking my listeners a little while ago, those who make $1 million a year or more, if this tax cut is going to make any difference in their lives. The way that the Republicans in the Wisconsin State House have put this together so far, at least in the Assembly, what they're saying is that the top earners will get a 15% tax cut. Those in the middle will get 17%. And those who make the least amount of money will barely get anything. I was going over a story in the Journal Sentinel where we were just about to get to a quote from Dewey Strobel, Republican from the town of Cedarburg, state senator, by the way. And Senator Strobel said, keeping employers in Wisconsin is important to growing the workforce in the state. His quote says, we all win when we have economic growth and development in our state, Strobel said. And that's really what we're talking about is meant to accomplish. Now, when I hear Republicans say things like that, it makes me think that what they want to do is keep those people who are working class people, they want to keep them as poor as possible, so they have to keep working as much as possible to help those people who own the corporations make more money. Am I wrong in believing that? By the way, if you have any comment on this, if you have an opinion and you'd like to share your opinion, feel free to call in and let us know what you think. The phone number is 715-388-7155, and I would be interested to hear what your thoughts are on this. And under this Republican plan, Wisconsinites making between $60,000 and $70,000 a year, which is around the state's median household income, would see an 11.6% decrease in their net tax liability, which would amount to $249 on average. All right, $249, that's nice. The income bracket with the smallest percentage decrease would be those making between $25,000 and $30,000 at 3.5% or $15 on average. So if you make between $25,000 and $30,000, your tax cut is going to be about $15. You might be able to go see a movie with that money, but not much else. You know, it's like barely covers the cost of a meal these days. So it doesn't seem fair. Do you think that's fair? Tell me what you think. It says here people making between $250,000 and $300,000 a year would receive the largest decrease in their net tax liability at 17.4%. That average would be about $2,157. So people making between $250,000 and $300,000 a year, that's a lot of money to someone who's only making $30,000 a year. Well, those folks making between $250,000 and $300,000 a year, they would see an average cut of about $2,157. I mean, that's nice for them, right? An extra $2,000. But is it really going to affect their lives? Imagine if somebody at the low end of the spectrum could get a tax break like that. what would it, you know, what kind of difference would it make in their life? They might be able to get their car fixed. They might be able to go to the dentist. It's it makes you scratch your head sometimes. And I'll get on with the story. It says, on average, people making between $100,000 and $500,000 a year would have their tax liability reduced by 16.8%. People making $50,000 or less would see an average reduction of 6.4%. And people making, or I should say people earning between $50,000 and $100,000 would see an average reduction of 12.5%. People with incomes above $500,000 would have their net tax liability reduced by 16.7% on average. Why do Republicans always want to give the biggest tax cuts to the richest people? Why is that? The Republican proposal would always reduce, I should say, would also reduce property taxes by directing $590 million to the school levy credit. That comes in addition to a measure already approved by the committee, sending $31 million into the state's lottery credit, which also provides property tax relief. Democrats and Republicans alike have eyed tax cuts in this budget cycle as the state sits on a massive, roughly $7 billion surplus. That pile of cash is projected to increase to almost $10 billion by the 2024-2025 budget year or budget cycle. The story goes on and says, however, lawmakers remain divided over exactly how to do these tax cuts. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu, Republican from Oostburg, had pushed to eliminate income brackets and implement a flat 3.25% tax cut over 4 years. I should say tax, okay? Implement a flat tax, 3.25% over 4 years. Now, how would that affect people who only make $25,000 a year if they have to give up 3.25%? And how would that affect people at the top income brackets who would see a windfall of cash? I don't know if that makes sense. It says a Senate committee held a hearing in April on the proposal, but it has not advanced further. A flat tax plan would have dramatically lowered taxes for higher earners, but given lower earners less relief. In neighboring states, including Illinois and Michigan, have flat tax rates, 4.95%. and 4.25% respectively. Evers' tax plan, the governor's, which he announced while running for re-election, would have provided $600 million in tax cuts. It included a 10% tax cut for single filers making at or below $100,000 and joint filers making at or below $150,000. So again, that supports the argument that one party looks out for the millionaires, the billionaires, and the corporations, and the other party looks out for the people. The plan by Governor Evers would have included a 10% tax cut for single filers making at or below $100,000 and joint filers making at or below $150,000. Quote, Evers believes that when we deliver tax relief, it should be real, responsible, and targeted to the middle class. The Republicans are doubling down on tax breaks for wealthy millionaires and billionaires instead of prioritizing relief for working families. End quote. Evers spokeswoman Britt Cutterback tweeted on Thursday, just after Republicans released details of their tax plan. Democrats on the Budget Writing Committee blasted Republicans during a press conference Thursday for proposing tax cuts while continuing what Senator Kelder Royce, Democrat of Madison, said was a long-standing war on Wisconsin women and families, end quote. Royce, Senator Kelder Royce of Madison, referenced recent Republican decisions to block an extension of a pandemic-era program that has helped keep child care centers open and withhold funding for a school safety office started after the Parkland school killings in 2018. Again, that supports that argument. Senator Royce said, they're going to take our once-in-a-generation surplus and do the most fiscally irresponsible, reckless thing they possibly could. that's going to blow a giant hole in every future budget. Meanwhile, members of the state's largest chamber of commerce said the plan would make the state a more attractive place for employers and workers. And I could argue with that, but I'm not going to right now. I'm going to go to a break, play a little music. Everybody stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
There's a whole lot of people suffering tonight from the disease of conceit. Whole lot of people struggling tonight from the disease of conceit. Come right down the highway, straight down the line. Rips into your senses, through your body and your mind. Nothing about it that's sweet, the disease of conceit. There's a whole lot of hearts breaking tonight from the disease of conceit. Whole lot of hearts shaking tonight from the disease of conceit. Steps into your room, eats into your soul, over your senses. Have no control. Ain't nothing too discreet about the disease of conceit. There's a whole lot of people dying tonight from the disease of conceit. Whole lot of people crying tonight from the disease of conceit. Comes right out of nowhere, and you're down for the count. From the outside world, the pressure will mount. Turn you into a piece of meat.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, racketeer influenced and corrupt organizations act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Dom's or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 88. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 65. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 84. Cloudy skies expected. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 75.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
T'was in another lifetime, one of toil and blood. When blackness was a virtue, the road was full of mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm.
if I pass this way again, you can rest assured I'll always do my best for her, on that I give my word. In a world of steel-eyed death and men who are fighting to be warm, come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Not a word was spoke between us, there was little risk involved. Everything up to that point had been left unresolved. Try imagining a place where it's always safe and warm. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I was burned out from exhaustion, buried in the hail, poisoned in the bushes and blown out on the trail. Hunted like a crocodile, ravaged in the corn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Suddenly I turned around and she was standing there, with silver bracelets on her wrists and flowers in her hair. She walked up to me so gracefully and took my crown of thorns. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Now there's a wall between us, something that's been lost. I took too much for granted, I got my signals crossed. Just pretend till it all began on a non-eventful morn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Well, the deputy walks on hard nails and the preacher rides a mount, but nothing really matters much, it's doom alone that counts. And the one-eyed undertaker, he blows.
All right, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show on this Friday morning, enjoying some Bob Dylan on the radio. Man, do we have any Bob Dylan fans in the audience? I'm going to take a break from the politics for just a minute and talk about what Dylan is doing these days, in his 80s now, and still at the cutting edge, doing really interesting things. Obviously, by anyone's account, considered one of the greatest songwriters, if not the greatest songwriter in American pop music of all time. You know, up there with like the greatest songwriters from back in the day, just a classic artist, and still creating great stuff these days. About, I think it was at the end of last year, maybe in November, he published a book called The Philosophy of Modern Song. And he's written books before, but this book was real interesting because in this book, he talked about other people's songs. Obviously, being a songwriter and one of the best, he is a fan of other songwriters as well. So he wanted to talk about certain songs. So he wrote a book of essays, each essay about a different song that he has great appreciation for. And now, out on tour, as he's been touring for, what, decades now, he's been on this everlasting or never-ending tour, I guess it's called, ever since he hooked up with the Grateful Dead in the late 80s and saw how they did it. He said, I could do that too. I'm just going to go out on the road and stay out on the road. Now it's been over 30 years. More or less, he obviously takes breaks, but it seems like he's always on tour nowadays. I think he's been in Japan recently, but I have a headline here that was posted yesterday at Ultimate Classic Rock. Bob Dylan keeps adding surprising songs to his live shows. It says Bob Dylan is known for shaking up his set lists, often rearranging and reimagining his classic songs to such a degree that they end up not sounding at all like their recorded versions. His current set lists focus on songs from his most recent album, 2020's Rough and Rowdy Ways, as well as a few classic cuts like When I Paint My Masterpiece, which my producer Aaron saw last night in the theater, Grateful Dead doing a version of that. And most likely You Go Your Way and I'll Go Mine, tossed in on his live sets these days. But Dylan isn't just finding new ways to his old songs. He's also been covering cuts from artists like The Grateful Dead, and Van Morrison, and he keeps adding surprise songs to his live shows, several of which he's never performed before. Taking a look at some of those songs that he's been playing, he's doing Friend of the Devil by the Grateful Dead. Dylan's history with Grateful Dead stretches back to the summer of 87 when they went on a six-day tour together. I would say back to the summer of 86 when the Dead went out with Bob Dylan, whose band at that time was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. But anyway, this story goes on and said it resulted in the live album Dylan and the Dead in 87. Dylan's band was the Dead for those shows. But Dylan didn't debut his live cover of Friend of the Devil from the Dead's 1970 LP American Beauty until 2022, you know, just last year, giving it a slower, more languid feel. Another song he's been doing is That Old Black Magic by Johnny Mercer, classic lounge song, not exactly a new cover for Dylan. He included it on his second standard albums. He's got a series of records that are just like great American standards. One was called Fallen Angels in 2016, but now he's performing that song live. Another song he's been doing is Jerry Lee Lewis's song, I Can't Seem to Say Goodbye. Also, Truckin' by the Grateful Dead, and Broke Down Palace by the Grateful Dead, Not Fade Away by Buddy Holly and the Crickets, which the Grateful Dead did quite a bit, and even a Bob Weir song, a Bob Weir solo song from a recent album of his called Only a River, a great version of Into the Mystic by Van Morrison. And the point is, Bob Dylan just continues to amaze us to this day in 2023, 60 years after his first albums were released. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
You say you love me and you're thinking of me, but you know you could be wrong.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Ike.